We're 6 weeks into 2026. What should you be thinking about in your resilience program? I'm Brian Strausser, Principal and Chief Executive here at BrightPath, and this is the Managing Uncertainty Podcast. At this point in the year, you should be past your kickoff meetings. You have set a lot of your plans for the year. You've largely already committed to your budget, and now the real work begins. 6 weeks into the year is the perfect time to ask, have you aligned your resilience program to how the business is actually operating in 2026? Not how it operated last year, not how it operated when you did your last round of the business continuity lifecycle, but today and the year ahead. So let's break this into five executive level focus areas. The first one is, how has your risk landscape shifted since last year? Because uncertainty compounds very quickly when we're talking about resilience. You should be looking at geopolitical instability, supply chain stress, cyber threat velocity, regulatory movement, and volatility in your workplace and your workforce. If your risk assessment, if the way you're thinking about this is more than a year old, then it's probably stale. Things are just moving too fast. Now, this isn't about redoing anything or everything. It's not about being stuck in the past or being committed to one way of thinking. It's about validating some of these assumptions you're using for your program. From our standpoint, we consistently see organizations that overestimate the stability in the current operating environment. They're not looking at the current set of risks that are coming at them. So early validation here helps present a surprise at mid-year or later this year. So your actions as a resilience leader, take a quick risk landscape review and see where things stand. Validate your top 5 or 10 enterprise disruptions and confirm that all of your thresholds and triggers for your crisis management process still make sense, that they're still the same. Number 2 is making sure that your critical processes you're looking at are still the right ones. So here we're talking about your BIA. What are your current revenue drivers or growth drivers in your company? What are your up and coming emerging product lines? What strategic acquisitions might be ahead? And what's going on in terms of additional technology transformation? The lifecycle approach that we argue you should be taking reinforces that identifying and maintaining critical processes is not a one-time exercise. It's something cyclical that you have to keep doing. So if your organization has launched new technology, outsourced a core function, migrated from in-house infrastructure to the cloud, or has integrated AI into your operations over the past year, your recovery priorities might have shifted. So your leadership question here is, if you had a major disruption tomorrow, can you still recover the right things first? Have you focused on recovering those right things first in your planning? Number 3, are you really exercising what keeps the CEO up at night? Too many programs exercise what's easy to simulate and not really what those existential threats are to your organization. From our perspective, ransomware and cyber extortion are rarely just IT incidents. They're enterprise crises that involve legal, customer care, reputation, regulatory exposure, and liquidity challenges. And effective crisis management demands velocity under ambiguity, meaning you need to be able to move quickly and not just comply to a checklist or a standard. So 6 weeks into the year, you should be asking, what does your 2026 exercise calendar look like? And is that aligned to real enterprise risk? Are you exercising executive decision-making under uncertainty? Are you really testing cross-functional integration or just siloed playbooks in your crisis exercises? So your leadership action is to look at your 2026 exercise approach, consider that against your top 3 risks, concerns from your board, from an operational standpoint, and known operational fragility. Number 4 is asking if your program is aligned with executive strategy, or are you just kind of running alongside it? Are you just adjacent to it? We often talk here at BrightPath about the shift from technical operator to strategic influencer. And this is the right moment in the year to ask, do you have resilience embedded in your strategic initiatives, or is it just running parallel to them? So if your company is entering new markets, launching new products, digitizing operations, centralizing shared services, resilience needs to move with that strategy. Otherwise, your program becomes compliance-driven and not value-driven. So leadership actions you should be looking at are meeting with your CFO, your CIO, your CHRO, your general counsel, and ask them what's materially changing this year that increases your operational risk profile, and how does your program align with what they're trying to do? Last but not least is number five. Are you building capability, or are you just maintaining documentation in your program? So there are standards around your business continuity management system, right? ISO 22301. There's a crisis management standard, ISO 22361. There's regulatory BCM expectations you're likely required to follow. All of these emphasize governance, continual improvement, and testing, and not just static planning. So early in the year, you should assess, do leaders know their crisis roles where appropriate? Has turnover impacted your response bench, your crisis management team, and others? Have you refreshed your training, and are your decision-making authorities clear? Business capability can degrade silently. Resilience capability is the same. Documentation ages quietly. No one's screaming about it. Leadership, though, leadership muscle memory deteriorates very quickly. So again, you're 6 weeks into 2026. You should ask yourself, if you had a major disruption in the next quarter, would you feel confident or feel exposed when it comes to your resilience program? And if that answer is anything less than confident, then you need your focus on the next 90 days is clear. Revisit the risk landscape. Confirm the prioritization of your critical processes. Align your exercise calendar with enterprise risk. Conduct a senior leadership tabletop. And five, report progress in Q2 to your steering committee and the board. Because you do have a steering committee, right? This is a simple, focused, strategic way to go about this. Now, in our minds, resilience programs don't fail because of lack of documentation. They fail because of misaligned priorities, unvalidated assumptions, unpracticed leadership, and delayed decisions. So 6 weeks into the year is your opportunity to correct course, and before uncertainty goes out and corrects your course for you. That's it for this edition of the Managing Uncertainty podcast. I'll be back next week with another new episode. Be well.